Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, it's great to be with you this week in God's Word, slicing off of God's Word some fresh bread. God's Word is bread of life. It's the manna from heaven whereby we can partake of the bread of life, who is Christ himself. Well, one of the things that we need in serving Christ is wisdom. And we need the kind of wisdom that James says is profitable, wisdom from above. In the Old Testament, there were wisdom books such as the Song of Solomon and the Book of Proverbs and the Psalms. Well, the book of James is the wisdom book, or has been considered the wisdom book, of the New Testament. And in this wisdom book, what James is communicating to us is gospel wisdom in light of the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, ascended, who is coming again. How do you live wisely in and for Christ? It's wisdom that, again, is upon the mind of James in our reading this day from James chapter 3, and we'll begin our reading in verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So, in other words, here our writer, James, inspired by the Spirit of God, says that wisdom and understanding. Now, you remember the book of Proverbs constantly talks about knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Knowledge, I know. Discernment, I have a grasp of it. And wisdom, I know how to apply it. And so he goes on to say, when you see wisdom from above, you'll see works of righteousness done in meekness, not in boisterousness or self-confidence or self-exaltation, but in meekness. Good conduct that lifts up the Lord doesn't lift us up, but lifts him up. But if there's bitter jealousy and selfish ambition, now you know this isn't wisdom from above. This is the way the world thinks. And the way the world thinks brings disorder. But when wisdom comes from above, it brings the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit in James is listed this way. It's pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's open to reason. In other words, you are thinking well from God's Word. It's full of mercy, and it bears good fruit. It's impartial, it's sincere, and it brings a harvest of righteousness. And those who bring the harvest of righteousness sow that harvest of righteousness with seeds of peace and purity that comes from the wisdom they've been given above. What a glorious picture of contrast. Wisdom from above brings forth lives that sow peace, because these lives are lived in purity and in righteousness and in peace and in godliness and in a way of gentleness and meekness that is not weakness but strength under control. Now, when you don't have that wisdom, what you got is demonic wisdom, earthly wisdom. And demonic and earthly wisdom brings destruction and death and disorder. And it's manifested in those who think according to the wisdom of this world by their selfishness and their jealousy. So what we want to do is to ask God to not let us fall into the trap of the world's way of thinking. One guy called it stinking thinking. Lord, help us to think wisely. That means knowledge, understanding, and wisdom that is seen in our conduct. Wisdom aren't people who know it all. Wisdom is seen in the lives of those who want to know it all. And what they do know, they manifest with meekness and kindness and sowing a harvest of righteousness. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.